You're listening to SBS News.
Dressed in high vis, wearing a hard hat, goggles and steel-capped boots, Tariq Zia arrives at a long stretch of roadworks in Melbourne's southeast. With a laugh, he says the biggest difference between building roads in Australia to building roads in Afghanistan is the safety precautions.
I have worked for about 3 years as a structure design engineer. I have never worn a safety boot, which might hear everything starts with safety and finishes with safety. Just make sure everyone is safe, happy. By the end of the day, they go back to their homes.
Growing up, it was his dream to become an engineer and fix vital infrastructure for his community and his country. After graduating with a Bachelor of Civil Engineering from Duarte University in 2015, he started his career at the Ministry of Urban Development and Land. But working for the government made him a target for extremists and at risk of attacks.
Bomb car explosion happened inside that car park. I was lucky that I survived and I was shielded by other cars. I was slightly even injured, but I saw lots of my colleagues were killed and injured in that incident. And I saw people were burning alive, screaming, that even sometimes it's like a nightmare for me.
He decided to continue to work in Afghanistan after that explosion in 2018, but as rumours grew last year of the withdrawal of coalition forces, he knew he'd have to flee. He arrived in Australia on a humanitarian visa in June 2021, hoping to restart his engineering career, only to find his qualifications and experience were dismissed.
We think that we will have a very easy life, but when I came to Australia, I saw that I was wrong. That idea was wrong. It isn't easy. You have to fight. You have to work harder to get a nice job, to get your qualification recognized.
It's a frustration Abdul Wahid Saloom knows all too well.
I applied hundreds and hundreds of times. Never once got an interview. Not once given a chance to be like, hey, that's me. I'm not just a few texts on a CV.
His desire to become an engineer was set at just 5 years old when he was given his first Lego set. But after years of religious and ethnic discrimination, his family fled Syria, seeking peace and a chance to make a life. Mr. Saloom went to university in Malaysia and the United Kingdom before arriving in Australia in 2018 on a skilled graduate visa designed to facilitate engineers to work in Australia. But with no local experience or connections, he says the only job he could get was on the production lines, pickpacking or delivering food.
I spent a month barely eating anything, eating a bit of toast with Nutella maybe once a day, until I got lucky and I got an IT job in a company, and that when it started finally breathing. I didn't mind working anything. I would just work anything, even though when I came here I was just looking to become an engineer. That quickly faded away.
It's this experience that sparked the creation of the Engineering Pathway Industry Cadetships with Victoria's major infrastructure projects. Initially, cadets were recruited into works removing railway level crossings around the state. Rajiv Ramanathan from Major Road Projects Victoria says this is the first batch of overseas trained engineers building Victoria's new roadways.
These applicants keep getting the same knock back saying, you know, no local experience, no local qualification. So this program was specifically created to bridge that barrier of providing local experience and a local qualification.
Research from Host International, a refugee resettlement charity, shows only 1 in 5 skilled migrants in Australia have their qualifications recognised. Rajiv Ramanathan says as many industries continue to battle a skill shortage, programs like this connecting workers with the industries that need them have become invaluable.
There's a huge amount of work happening right across Victoria, across road, rail and bridge construction. So we need more people, and this is an untapped talent pool sitting right here in our own backyard.
Describing the program as mutually beneficial, he says cadets get a salary, a graduate engineering certificate and, crucially, Australian work experience. Around 70 engineering cadets have been admitted to similar programs in the past 2 years, with other states and industries in talks to replicate it. Host International Deputy CEO Mitra Khabaz says the answer to Australia's skills shortage is already in the country.
Despite the skills, despite the willingness of the people wanting to work, Despite the language competencies, that becomes really difficult to get into the job, but people already have worked, have the experience, and are able to fill the skill shortages that we have.
She says it requires a wider rethink of how industries and employers view new arrivals in Australia to ensure refugees aren't just assigned a job, but given a chance to establish a life and career.
So I think we just need to look above and beyond inclusion and diversity and think about facilitating engagement, supporting people to bring their learning, their experience that they have from their country of origin, and facilitate transition to the new community.
Tariq Zia says he plans to finish his qualification and continue to advance his engineering career in Australia, with three sisters and his parents still in Afghanistan, now living under Taliban rule. He hopes to one day be able to bring them to Australia.
I am the only financial supporter of my family, that all the time I have that concern with myself, that what will happen to them next day, and yeah, hopefully the government will help me to bring them someday to Australia.
For Abdul Wahid Saloom, the cadetship has helped him achieve his lifelong goal of becoming an engineer and the chance to leave a lasting legacy in his new home.
Look at the pyramids. When you talk about them, they are a civil infrastructure project. Whenever you're doing an infrastructure project, you're leaving your mark there. They're going to live well beyond your name. My name might be getting forgotten one day, but I know for sure I contributed something to build that and make it in the map.
The program giving refugees a chance to thrive and hope beyond survival. Abby Dinham, SBS News.